This is the EWN Radio Network.
Hello and welcome. You've tuned into the right show. This is The Taxonista with Angela Sicca-Snyder on the one and only EWN Radio Network.
Hi, everybody. Welcome. Thanks for joining us today. You are in for a treat. This is Angela Sicca-Snyder, Taxonista with your accountant's office. And boy, you're going to want to record this one and play it over and over again. I am here with Robin Johnson with Best from the Nest. And she is, oh my goodness, like the unlikely entrepreneur is exactly what she is. She started her e-commerce business with literally $100 in her pocket while working and raising two small children. I remember the story she told me about going to a garage sale and looking at this other lady that was buying all this stuff up and asked some questions. And then she just launched her business by starting at Craigslist, then to eBay, and now she's a rock star on Amazon. She, within only a very short number of couple of years, has risen to a seven-figure business. Most women don't even reach a seven-figure business, and she did it in right about 4 years. So you are really going to want to listen to this. So welcome, Robin. Nice to have you with us today.
Thank you for having me. I love being on these things. These are great.
Yeah, it's going to be great. So tell us a little bit about how you got started. I know I gave them a little bit of information, but tell us more.
Well, you know, I worked for a church, and, mm-hmm. you know, when you work for a church, people always say the benefits are out of this world mm-hmm. because the paycheck is not.
Right.
I loved my job because I was youth minister, and I got to watch these little people mm-hmm. become into these extraordinary adults. It was something I really, really loved. But things were tight. And then when my son was diagnosed with some health issues, mm-hmm. he's fine now, but things were really tight.
Really tight, and, yeah.
And then I had my daughter, and things were, like, not even bearable anymore. We just could not make it. So we were doing thing, and I was listening, driving back from California, listening to Dave Ramsey, and he started talking about this lady that was buying and selling strollers, and I thought that's a garage sale,
yeah.
And I was like, I could totally do this, and it was kind of like, it was an instant, I became an entrepreneur, like, in that moment, mm-hmm. It was like, I don't care if I have to crawl through glass, I'm going to make this happen, and nobody could tell me otherwise, and, you know, it's been a crazy fun ride.
Oh my gosh, yeah, you've done so much and even more explosive recently. So, because how are you able to start with it? Because it doesn't really take that much money to get started. I think it takes an idea, but it takes passion. Because I think you're here today with the passion in what you do. Because with anything, if you don't love it and you don't enjoy it, you're not going to do good at it, right? So, you know, if you're passionate about it or you have a particular product. So talk to me about, like, you know, how much money does it really take to start an e-commerce business?
You know, you can really start, your e-commerce business with probably about $100. Mm-hmm. And I say that because I've done it, and I've helped a lot of other people do it too. So it might not be a glamorous start. You might have to do some things temporarily that aren't going to be like, they're not going to win you points at a dinner party.
Yeah, okay. You know?
But they will pay for the wine that you had to bring to the dinner party.
There you go.
And eventually your mortgage. So, you know, that's kind of – when I first started, I was so excited about, like, the things that were going on. Mm-hmm. And I remember calling my friend that we've been doing network marketing. We tried all these businesses. And I was like, I finally found it. I'm so excited. And at the time, I was, like, buying things at garage sales and selling this crazy. She's like, you're not somebody that just sells junk on the internet. And my heart, like, broke in half. And it was no way for me to really convey to her that this was just a stepping stone. Like, this was just me declaring that I was going to make this work. And that was just to get the seed capital.
Right.
So, you know, people always say, like, well, if I start with more money, does that mean that I'm going to do better? And I've actually almost found the opposite.
You know, I can see that because you probably make a lot of mistakes in the beginning, right?
You do.
And it would be better to make a lot of mistakes on lower priced items and a smaller investment than make those mistakes when it can be really costly, you know, and you learn a lot. But that's another reason why it's great to be listening in today, because not only are you going to give us some great information, you've got a lot of workshops, a lot of recorded classes that you can listen to and boot camps and stuff like that. So everybody, she's got great information. I want you to hang tight as we tell you some stuff she's got going on that you definitely don't want to miss. Now, what would you say to someone that's starting and that's considering an e-commerce business? Would you say, you know, you're just going to sell junk on the internet? Or would you say you're crazy? Or would you say, oh my gosh, that's great? Obviously, you're probably going to say, oh my gosh, that's great. So, but what advice would you give them?
So I'm going to say that, first of all, it's a business. And it's not always going to be fun, and it will be hard work. And everybody that tells you that it's going to be easy, you can make $1 million and work only 2.5 hours a week, that's probably not going to work.
Right.
You know, it is a business, but, you know, what we recommend is people start with, you know, so people want to either go straight to the website, which takes a long time to launch and take a lot of content to drive traffic. Totally doable, but you have to really be looking at the long-term gain.
You mean selling just from their website?
Yes, people want to start down with it. That's really the hardest way to start.
Mm-hmm.
Starting on the marketplaces, eBay or Amazon are great places to start. Etsy as well. I think Amazon is the easiest to start on.
Mm-hmm.
And what I recommend to our coaching clients is they start with books. And if you go to bestfromthenest.com, like birds, mm-hmm. like the bird's nest. So Best From The Nest, we have a free getting started guide. So you could take your $100 and it's completely free. This is just because we want to help other people who are
right.
Same situation, you know,
yeah.
And it walks you through exactly the steps, like how to open your account on Amazon, how to see which books you should buy. And you can just start with the used books on your shelf that you're not using.
Yeah.
And, you know, like when I would work at a church, people would just bring all these books and we didn't know what to do with them.
Mm-hmm.
People want to get rid of these things. Right. So you mm-hmm. can take those books and they have a huge margin. So they cost you, you know, I bought a book at a garage sale for $1 and I sold it for $125.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and that's like not insane. That happens fairly regularly with like the $70 to $80, but you have to kind of weed through
right.
a bunch of things. But the margins are awesome. So, and you, everything that you learn from selling books, you can apply to regular e-commerce. You can apply to, like, if you started just doing people. Have you ever heard of retail arbitrage?
Yeah.
Yes, like going to, like, Target and, like, buying things that are cheaper at Target than they are on Amazon.
Yeah.
And selling them. Or if you wanted to buy wholesale, you learn the platform with books, like a couple of shipments,
mm-hmm.
and then you move from there. This way, all your mistakes are, like, 25 cents instead of 2,500.
That's wonderful advice.
Yes.
And again, you have got a great download on your website, Best From The Nest. So it's BestFromTheNest.com.
Yes.
So they could at least start off with that
mm-hmm.
and do it pretty inexpensively. So then, gosh, the radio cannot hear my stomach growling. I'm hungry right now, and I feel like I can hear it echoing in my headphones. So tell me now. When they do that, do you walk through how to set up an Amazon account and how to go about doing that?
Yeah, so we have a video that shows you exactly how to open up the account, exactly what app you need to look at, what kind of books you need to be looking for, how to tell if it's a book that you should send in, how the fee structures work. So we've kind of taken, because there's a lot of free information on mm-hmm. how to sell on Amazon, and we've kind of streamlined it so you can kind of get an idea of what you need to know before you do your first listing, because sometimes people will just start throwing things up on Amazon
mm-hmm.
and you can actually get yourself in kind of a sticky situation because if it doesn't sell, you have to either pay 50 cents to have it returned to you or 15 cents to have it destroyed. So if you send a bunch of romance novels in that won't sell, your business can end up costing you.
Yeah, it can end up costing you. So yeah, you want to make sure you check that stuff out. Now, what if you have an amazing product and you want to share it with the world, and let's say it's not entirely what you've designed, but you want to brand it. You know what? I'm going to actually have people hold on to this because we're going to come back from break because you have got some great – because you're actually the leaders in the industry for this, and you've got – some events and some boot camps coming up. So I'm going to go ahead and everybody hang tight. We're going to be gone just really quick.
Tune in to the Tax and Easter Radio Show on the EWN Radio Network every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Get to know the Tax and Easter as this smart and sassy numbers guru turns your piles into files and helps you pay less to the IRS. Tax and Easter will take that monkey off your back so you can get back to doing what you do best and focus on growing your business.
Oh. I'm looking for a certain kind of woman, and I think you know her. She's an entrepreneur that is highly connected, successful, significant in her own industry, and considered the go-to woman in her community. She's received so much from so many women in business, she's ready to give back to others on their journey, lifting as she climbs. Hi, this is Sandra Yancey, and I'm the founder and CEO of eWomen Network. I'm looking to connect with the woman I've just described who lives in your community so that we might have a conversation about how eWomen Network's proven success system can provide her a platform to elevate her success and ability to support women in business. Our international community of managing directors are influencing the speed of success for women in business around the world. If that sounds like something that you want to be part of or know someone we should talk with, send an email to managingdirector@eWomenNetwork.com. That's managingdirector@eWomenNetwork.com, and let's start the conversation.
You're tuned in to the Taxonista Radio Show. We're coming back from our break, and we're going to get down to business. Here's Angela Stickasnyder.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Angela Stickasnyder, Taxonista with your accountant's office, and I am here with Robin Johnson, the unlikely entrepreneur, which that phrase has a very important meaning as well, the unlikely entrepreneur, where we're talking about an e-commerce business and how she did it with $100, and you can do it too. So she's already given us chock full of information on how you can go to her website, bestfromthenest.com, and she's got an amazing download there that you can, for totally for free, where you can start your business, an e-commerce business on Amazon. And then I started to ask her a question when we came, just before we went to break, about if you have an amazing product you want to bring to market and you want to share it with the world, what's the best way to do it? Now, of course, she would know that because she is an amazing, her and her team are amazingly known for Amazon brand management. So go ahead and tell us what that means and how to do it, and just give us, I'm sure it's extremely complicated, but you break it down into an easy to understand. So give us just, you know, the radio show version here.
So, you know, for example, let's say you have a great product. It could be a product that you've private labeled. It could be something that you've created and you're like hoping I can get on Shark Tank, whatever it is, right? Mm-hmm. And you want to sell that. Now, Amazon is a great place to sell that because did you know in 2012, and this was in 2012, 30% of searches don't actually start on Google. They start on Amazon.
When
it's a huge, and you know that percentage has just grown.
Yeah.
Because Prime shoppers are incredibly loyal.
I'm a Prime shopper.
And Prime shoppers don't go back and check other prices. They just shop on there. Mm-hmm. And if you're not using Amazon's Prime delivery, mm-hmm. and if you're not on Amazon, you don't exist to a large segment of the population.
Yeah.
You know, so having it be on there is very incredible. So what we do is we will help you get on Amazon, mm-hmm. give you the right keywords. We can tell you exactly what keywords are converting and what's generating traffic but not converting, which is going to be hugely helpful to you. If you go to sell things on your own website, you're going to know exactly, because we use different keywords to search for if we want to find out information about knitting versus buying a knitting needle. So you're going to have to mm-hmm. know for your product what are the buying keywords and what are the informational keywords. So we'll help you identify that. How to navigate Amazon's whole product ads, which are very, very inexpensive way to get your brand out there, mm-hmm. And how to manage reviews and all of that. So we really give you the benefit of having 5 years experience of really knowing this very complicated, overwhelming platform mm-hmm. and making it easy and simple.
Yeah. Because it changes a lot. You know, it does change. Mm-hmm. And so it's a matter of keeping current. And you've got, you know, a seven-figure business. Where your engine is it's chugging along. I mean, it almost runs by itself. Not all, you know, all businesses need a conductor, right? But it's really going along, and you know the ins and outs of. I bet you've probably tried every single thing to deal with how to handle inventory on Amazon, mm-hmm. to you know all of it, right?
Well, and yeah, that's we know exactly what data Amazon provides, so we know exactly how to look at. All right, so based off of your last sales this week or last 90 days or 30 days, we can expect that you're going to sell this many the next couple weeks. So this is how much we need to send into Amazon's warehouses. And here's how we're going to, you know, negotiate this avenue or this change in policy or change in fee, because we're already up to date on that. And if you're starting to grow your brand, you're going to want to manage who else is representing you on Amazon. You know, I had a product that we were bringing to market that we were starting to sell, but somebody else had brought it to Amazon.
Okay.
And in the picture, I'm not joking you, there was a piece of cat poop in the picture.
I think I remember you telling me that.
Yeah.
How in the world is that possible?
Because
how could somebody let that go through? Okay.
So it was a picture of this stuffed animal on their living room chair, and in the corner you could see the cat poop on the and so can you imagine being the brand owner and having something you've poured your entire life into, and then you how like horrified
that?
So, you know, we can fix all your images, we can fix bad listings, we can keep, you know, people who are diluting the price of your item off.
Yeah.
Help you with some of those things.
You know what? You said something to me the other day, last week when we were talking, and it sort of dawned on me because I'm a big Amazon shopper and I'm Amazon Prime, and I just recently learned about them, how you can get movies and stuff on there. It's just, it's really amazing. But you had said a lot of people don't realize that you buy from Amazon, you're not always buying, you're not buying from Amazon, you're buying from individual sellers. So what do you think most people out there think, you know, when they come to Amazon? Because I look at ratings and I look at ratings and if they have any kind of presence.
So, you know, when you're on Amazon, especially if you're using the fulfillment by Amazon, which is basically instead of me shipping it directly from our warehouse, we send it to Amazon and Amazon sends it to the customer when they buy it. So if you use that program, then even if the customer does know that they're buying from a third-party merchant, they know that Amazon's handling the customer service, and they know that returns are going to be easy, and they know they're going to get it really fast. So, and that's you get an inherent trust that you don't even have if you even have spent $20,000 on a really fancy website. They still don't know if you're legit.
That's right.
You know, so you get this legitimacy of this huge brand, one that's a very respected brand, and so you get to kind of capitalize off of that. You know, so you get to, so most people, they see that if they can get it with Super Saver Shipping or with their Prime account, they don't even look to see. I mean,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so true. When I'm looking, I'm like, oh, is that free shipping? Or, you know, or can I get that tomorrow or next day? You know, yeah, I do. I look at it like that. Now, as you were growing your business, you know, it did start off with just you. And then now it's grown to quite a few and very profitable. Okay, so you had to go with virtual assistants, I'm sure. And having, I'm sure that, you know, you've hired some that were less than, you know, less than wonderful. And I'm sure you've got some wonderful ones now. What I know you have an e-recorded class, right? So tell us about your experience there. And I know that this class you've got is like shockingly affordable. And I know the price is going up. So, you know, tell us about that.
Okay, so right now it's only $7. And when we first started, I mean, we just couldn't afford to hire somebody here full time. But I was maxed out. So I started hiring people in the Philippines, and they have a great work ethic. They're not entrepreneurial by nature, but they have a lot of respect for American culture. They're very fluent, and so what?
Fluent in English.
Fluent in English.
Yes.
Yeah. So they are wonderful, and they do amazing work. In fact, we've had some of our best workers have been from the Philippines, and so. But the thing is, when people will talk about outsourcing and hiring a virtual assistant, people just talk about the hiring part, but they don't necessarily talk about the learning curve that comes with, and giving somebody. So in the class, what we do is we talk about, you know, how, you know, what kind of things work for virtual assistants. So I have them do data entry, calendaring, you know, it could be listing things on eBay, all sorts of things like that. But before you even post for a job for somebody, then you want to know exactly what your systems are going to be, exactly have all that training material ready. The reason is you want to hire the right person. And until you decide what they're going to do, you can't tell which person to hire.
Okay.
And then what we do is we take that and we post it and we hide an Easter egg in the application. And this is actually great even for local help. Put something like in the second line of your cover letter, put your favorite color. And the ones that don't do it, they don't read directions.
Yeah.
And I'll put it in all big, bold capital letters.
What will you say?
I'll just say, like, you know, like, so if this is the ad that we're doing, you know, this is what you'll be doing, you know, and then I'll have a little thing that says, only applications that include your favorite color in the title of the email will be considered.
Mm-hmm.
And I put it big and bold. So if they're just applying to everything and
yeah.
not even looking at what the requirements are,
uh-huh.
then you can just
rule
them right out. And then I don't just hire one.
Yeah.
I hire five.
Mm-hmm.
And then I give them all the same task.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, if one person says, well, the instructions were unclear, then you're like, well, were they unclear? I thought they were clear.
Yeah.
You know, so, but if four people come back with, I did the task, and one person said, you don't make any sense, then you know that it wasn't you.
Right.
And if the opposite happens, you know that it was you and that you need to be a little bit more clear.
Mm-hmm.
And then we go over how we train them, how we use a combination of video and text to make sure that they have exactly what they need. You have to really, like, over-explain it.
Mm-hmm.
But then you can make these videos. And this way, even if that person doesn't work out, you just send them back to the new group of people to that same video.
Yeah.
And this way you can have people trained very fast and you avoid that bad boyfriend syndrome.
The bad boyfriend syndrome.
Yeah.
What's that?
People get this with employees and contractors. So
yeah.
The more time you put into them.
You try and save them and rescue them.
Yeah.
And keep them on even though they shouldn't be kept on. Is that the bad?
Yes,
it is.
Exactly like the boyfriend and your friend. Everybody had
yeah.
a friend in high school, or you were the one that had the boyfriend
yeah.
that you needed to get rid of.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That is so true. It is, because you feel like you have invested so much in them, you know, and you don't want to let them go.
And the idea of starting over again, you know.
Yeah.
And then so what you do is, instead of, like, saying, okay, I own up. I made a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
I need to clean it up. Then you drag it out and you lose more and more and more and more money.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I love the way that analogy, because, you know, as a business owner, and when you do need to hire people, you know, yeah, that's happened with me. Oh, yes. Okay. But anyway, that you can find on your website, and it's how to hire a virtual assistant. And if anybody ever thinks they're going to want to hire a virtual assistant, I urge you to go and get it today, because it's only $7. And my guess is, because of her popularity, because of Robin Johnson's popularity and how much it is going up and how, you know, she's being asked to speak everywhere now on e-commerce businesses, I could imagine that there could be another digit, a large digit attached onto there. So also, let me mention about your Q4 boot camp, because Q4 is coming up, and that is, you know, this is the holiday season where everybody buys. You go from one holiday to the next. We go from Halloween to Thanksgiving to Christmas and Hanukkah to New Year's Eve, right? And I think we're Kwanzaa, everything else. Everybody's just buying from here on out. So if you are even considering, I think now's the time to hop in, even if you just want to tip your toe in with a little bit of money, right? Because I would think they'd probably, unless you really make some bad mistakes, you would probably make your money back, especially if they follow your guide, right?
Yeah, if you follow, if you do things smart, you know, magic isn't going to happen. But if you work your business smart for the next 2 or 3 months, you can have 6 to 8 months worth of growth in that tiny period. What fourth quarter is, you can sell the same amount of volume that would take you 6-8 months in 2 months, because there's so
mm-hmm.
much more buying going on. So it's a really great opportunity to scale, and it's a really great opportunity for, as you are trying to, you know, scale up your business,
mm-hmm.
what systems aren't working in your business anymore, and what do we need to do to clean those up?
Yeah, that's an important question. How would you and when would you want to start to scale your business upwards?
So I think that when you start a business, you should know how much you want that business to yield. Because if you just kind of, like, start a business.
Which so many people
yeah.
do.
If,
they need to have a goal,
mm-hmm.
right? Yeah.
Because if you're like, okay, I'm starting this right now, and it's a part-time thing on top of my job, or I'm going full in on this,
mm-hmm.
I need X amount to survive. And in order to have the life I want, if I want to, you know, maybe take a couple nice vacations, I want to have a certain kind of house, you know, my base is this.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, my comfortably living is this. Then you need to have those goals and then say, okay, how can I get my business to yield those results?
Mm-hmm.
So if you know that you need your business to yield $3,000 a month or, you know, $30,000 a month, then you're going to have to start looking. As soon as you start your business, you want to say, well, eventually I'm not going to be able to do all this packing myself.
Right, okay.
Or eventually, you know, I can't do a really low margins if I'm going to be a solopreneur
mm-hmm.
because I only have so much time in the day.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to build your business with the end in mind. Otherwise, what I see happen a lot is people build themselves prison cells.
Yeah.
You know, they build a big eBay business, but they can't take a vacation because then they have to shut their eBay business down.
Right. And there's so many people, I do see this a lot, whereas the business owners and the businesses that succeed are willing to let go of the reins and are willing to accept help. But those that feel like they're the only one that can do that job, they're the only one that can pick this, or the only one that can do that, they just stay stagnant because you have to be able to bring on help in order to take a vacation or in order to scale,
mm-hmm.
right? And, you know, hence the VAs and, you know, going to fulfillment by Amazon, things like that. So let's take a really quick break here. I've got so much more I want to ask, even as we're going along. They're not even the questions that I was even thinking of. So hang tight, everybody. It'll be a quick break.
Do you have a small business? Give Taxinista a call. We specialize in strategic growth and planning for small businesses. We can clean up the back of the house so you can put your best foot forward. The number to remember is 480-331-3316. That's 480-331-3316. You can also check us out and watch our video at taxinista.com. Let us take that monkey off your back so you can get back to doing what you do best.
This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Angela Sticka-Snyder, Taxinista with your accountant's office, and we are with Robin Johnson, bestfromthenest.com. In fact, it's Best From The Nest everywhere. It's Best From The Nest on Instagram. It's Best From The Nest on the web. It's Best From The Nest on Facebook. And you know what? Probably a lot of other places, too. So just remember Best From The Nest. So welcome back here, Robin. Okay, so we were talking about how do you know when is a good time to scale and growing your business and having the end goal in mind and not creating a prison type situation with your business, because then it's not fun. And like you said, doing this e-commerce business, it is a job. It's like people that I know that do network marketing. If you treat it like a business, it will pay like a business. You know, but if you treat it like a hobby, it's going to not pay like hobbies don't pay, right? So how do you determine what might sell, I guess? You know, so let's say, you know, you really love headbands, or, you know, you love to play soccer, or is it more on what sells, or is it more on, is it the unique item? Is it the uniqueness?
There are lots of different business models. So there's some
right.
people who like to make a penny off each item. That's not me. And I think for most people starting, that's not them.
Mm-hmm.
So look for the unique thing. Look for like the left-handed lacrosse player stuff, or the gluten-free paleo vegan food, right?
Yeah, okay.
So when you think about, if somebody wants a spatula, they just go to Target and they get a spatula.
Yeah.
But if you want an electric pressure cooker with the steel basin, not the Teflon basin, I mean,
mm-hmm.
even in a big city like Phoenix, not even Sur La Table could I be like sure that if I drive all the way over to Scottsdale, is it going to be there? So that's what people turn to the internet for when they're like, I'm not sure who would have that.
Yeah. If you're like not sure, that's true, because before I went on a trip, I knew I wanted something, but I didn't really know where to go, and I actually bought it from Amazon. It was a strap for a water bottle. And I bought it, and, you know, and it wasn't super cheap, but it was exactly what I wanted. I didn't have to leave the house.
Yeah, and that's what a lot of people is. They don't want it. They want to buy something unique. They want to buy something special. So I always tell people, embrace your inner weird. Most of the time, we try to pretend we're normal, but in e-commerce, it is okay to embrace your weird.
Okay.
So if you don't have enough weird, borrow some from a friend.
Okay.
And, you know, like, so I cloth diapered my son. I was one of those crazy people that carried my baby around in cloth, you know, like, so those were areas that I started, right?
Uh-huh.
You know, so find something that, you know, somebody was like, oh, you know, my husband's been growing out his beard. And so they were talking about how they were looking at like men's beard grooming stuff that was for like, and there's like new hipster trends with, you know. So
yeah.
She was doing that. And There's so many different ways, but you know, there are apps that will tell you, there's, you can either scan things or type them in, and it'll say, this is, you know, the number one Amazon best-selling item, or this is the 2 millionth. So you can know what things are selling, mm-hmm. kind of an idea of the sales velocity, and then it will tell you exactly what people are, have them listed for, and what the Amazon, what your profit will be after Amazon fees, because Amazon fees are a little bit of a tricky algorithm.
Yeah,
so it does all that calculation for you. So we show you how to use those apps to find the right products,
mm-hmm.
because you don't want to guess. That's one thing that I see the biggest mistake that people make is they just guess, like, oh, well, this is selling for 3 times more than I bought it. I must be making money. Not necessarily true.
Yeah. And this is another thing you had mentioned in one of our early conversations was when you, some of your clients, because you do a lot of coaching and you do a lot of classes, you do everything from boot camps to high-end personal one-on-one elite coaching. So anybody that's out there that's got a business and you're doing 100,000 but you want to do 1 million, that's something you'd probably be interested in. So we'll make sure to give you Robin's details and how to reach her. But I lost my train of thought there, but it was, what was I just talking about? It was if you want to, okay, so if you have an idea on what you want to sell, do you, is it, if everybody else is selling it, does that, would you be putting, would you not make any money because it's the number one thing out there and you've got so much competition and you could be on like page 20?
So there's supply. So if you are starting a business, you need to understand supply and demand.
Mm-hmm.
There is a great video out there by We the Economy called Supply and Dance.
Yes.
Beautiful. I love it. So you should go watch that if you kind of like know what supply and demand mm-hmm. is, but not like really masterfully. So there's an inverse relationship. So if something's really, really popular, more people can sell it and still make a profit.
Okay.
But the less popular an item is, the lower the demand, the fewer people can sell in that small niche.
Mm-hmm.
So it's finding a small niche in your own area, right, that you can sell in. And there are some popular items that a bunch of people can be on. But I don't particularly like to compete with everybody. When everybody else goes right, I kind of like to go left.
Okay.
So you have to always be innovating. And, you know, Walt Disney, you know, Walt Disney is one of my heroes, and on the 10-year anniversary mm-hmm. for Disneyland, he said, if any of you are thinking that you're going to rest on your laurels, just forget about it, because this is just the beginning.
And oh, yeah. He's got a lot of famous quotes.
Yeah. So, and I think that's very much in e-commerce, like just the point where you think, like, oh, I got this. You need to, like, reinvent your whole thing and start looking at your business model and your profitability all over again.
Yeah. And I think some people may even try and fulfill the products themselves because of cost. You know, they're like, you know, they'd rather take the money that you'd be paying Amazon. However, if you're scaling and you're growing your business, I would think that it would be more cost effective to have it fulfilled by Amazon, because if you're doing it or if you're going to hire people, then not only are you dealing with employees and all those costs that come through. So do you have an opinion on that?
So we actually didn't even get a warehouse until last year. We were doing a ton of volume. There was no way we could have ever done that out of our home, except it was being stored and fulfilled at Amazon. So we were able to stay very small
mm-hmm.
for a long time. You get to use Amazon's economies of scale. You know, they get the best deal on UPS rates,
mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure, than any other client in the world, because they do so much.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they dictate when when the post office is going to deliver things. You know, that just doesn't happen. So, and the other thing is that if you're not using that Prime service, you're still really not on Amazon to a lot of people, because most people do check that filter that says, I want it today or I want it tomorrow. And if you're merchant fulfilled, you can't offer that, really.
Oh, that's very interesting. I did not know that. Yeah, because they can't guarantee, you know, they can't guarantee that you, the business owner, is going to fulfill it in that time period. And
so,
that, yeah.
You can offer expedited shipping as long as you meet certain metrics on Amazon,
mm-hmm.
but you're still not going to be eligible for that Prime. And I know I want it to be Prime because I already paid for shipping. Why should I pay for shipping again?
Right.
That's how we think about it, right?
Yeah.
So when we bring an item that's only been merchant fulfilled, so if they've been shipping it themselves and we send it to Amazon's warehouse, we usually see a 200% to 300% increase in the sales velocity.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it's
by having it fulfilled by Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it makes a huge difference. In fact, when people start with books, you know, there'll be a lot of people who are merchant fulfilling it, selling it $4, and people who are using fulfillment by Amazon can charge $10 mm-hmm. and still sell the book because people would pay the extra $6 to have the book in time for Dad's birthday.
Yes, very true, very true. Now, approximately what does it cost to have it fulfilled by Amazon? I know that's sort of like a big, wide area, but I guess it could be anywhere from, what, 10 to 35%-ish? So that's, I know it's a big wide, but it's not half, is it?
No, so it's going to be depending on the price of the item. So Amazon's referral fees, so they charge you 15 to 20% based on the category. And then if you ship it yourself, there's just another small fee. That's mostly it.
Mm-hmm.
You ship it with fulfillment by Amazon, there's an extra $1 to $6 fee if it's oversized.
Okay.
But if you're, so if you're like size of a bread box kind of item mm-hmm. and about $30 or $25, you can expect that Amazon will take about a third
okay.
of that item. So if it's a common size and a common price point and
okay.
it's not, you know, plutonium, something that's heavy.
Yeah,
I don't
okay.
know if plutonium's heavy, but, you know, like,
I don't
know why.
Mean,
yeah,
a brick.
Yeah,
yeah. It's not a brick.
It's
okay.
not a brick. Yeah, then it's going to be fairly, it's usually cheaper to use fulfillment by Amazon unless it's very small and very light.
Okay. Now, that at least just gives somebody a guidance. And my guess is with your Q4 boot camp that's coming up, that you can find from her Facebook posts, Best from the Nest on Facebook, or from her website, definitely suggest that you check it out now and get registered, because I know that spaces are filling up fast. So as soon as this podcast gets pushed around, you know, you want to make sure that you don't lose the last seat. But those are some types of things that you go in much more detail, more than this quick show.
Yeah, and we're going to do some really fun things on there. We're going to be doing some books. We're doing some weekly accountability threads. So there's going to be a lot of things just to make your business healthy as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
So because it's not just about doing well in the fourth quarter. We also want to do well in the first quarter.
Right.
You know, so it's about having a healthy, growing business. If you want it to grow, and if not, just maintaining that profitability and keeping that. And we talked a lot about inventory turn, which I think is really, really important. If you have a business that stocks goods, you should be looking at how quickly you're able to move those through and turn those items, because
mm-hmm.
That's a big part of having access to that cash, being liquid enough. I was talking to one of my coaching clients. She said the most brilliant thing. She's like, well, your business is like the car. And the cash is like the gas that keeps the car going.
That's a good analogy, yes.
Yeah.
It is very good.
Because, you know, your business is a vehicle for you to get what you want out
yeah.
of life. But
uh-huh.
if you don't have the cash, it doesn't matter if you have a Mercedes
mm-hmm.
or if you have, like, a Pinto.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it doesn't matter. You can't get it to where you want it to go without the cash.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. And I remember, I know that you've got ways to teach people on how to scale. And I remember one example you had given that I will butcher, so I'm not going to do it. You just have to make sure you hop on one of her coaching calls or her Q4 boot camp, that kind of stuff. But it was how you can determine how much you want to grow by investing and then taking that money and throwing it right back in and right back in. Okay, when I got stumbled a minute ago, I remembered my questions. I wrote it down. Because a lot of people that are starting off in business, they think they go buy this item and they buy it for $5 and they think they're going to go ahead and let's say they sell it for $15. They think that they've made $10, but they really haven't. Because what about the travel? What about the shipping to Amazon? What about the fulfillment by Amazon costs? Because you don't want to buy something, put it for sale, and actually lose money by selling it. Do you see this happen?
I see that a lot. I see people, they're guessing on Amazon fees, which I'm really good at math, and I can't guess the fees. So
yeah.
I've had computer programmers bang their heads against the wall because these fees are complicated. They are not easy to guess.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not looking at that, and then people will, you know, they'll borrow a bunch of money
mm-hmm.
so that they can do this, but they're not including the cost of the interest in the cost of their items. So they spend the entire fourth quarter killing themselves making money for the bank.
Yeah. Because there's so many other items involved in the cost and your time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, granted, in the beginning, when you're ramping up and you're learning, you know, you may think that, okay, well, my time is free, so it's not worth anything, but it is worth something. And especially as it grows, your time is more valuable because that's the one resource you cannot get back.
And, you know, I see people who are like, oh, well, I can't afford to hire. Then that means there's something wrong in your margins. Because if you can't hire somebody at $8, $9, $10, $11, $12 an hour, now when you're first starting, the first couple months, you get a pass on that. But after you've been in business a while, if you can't hire somebody, that means you're paying yourself less than $8, $9, $10, $11 an hour. So
Yes. You
should just go to In-N-Out and hire somebody else to pack. I mean, like
That is a very, very good way of looking at it. It's
Yes. Very
true, you know. Now, when you go out there, how important do you think the ratings are? Because I'll find an item and I get worried, like, okay, this guy's got 3,000 reviews and he's, you know, 4 stars, and this person's got 20, but they've got 5 stars. I mean, my guess is they're both probably good, you know, because all you need is some, you know, some chump to give you a horrible review just because they didn't like something, right? You know, whenever you're in business, that happens to everybody. You know, when you're dealing with the general public, unfortunately, there's one in every group, right? But what is your opinion on that?
So on eBay, incredibly important to have good feedback.
Okay.
On Amazon, you need to have good feedback, because if you don't have good feedback, Amazon is not going to be happy with you. You need to have certain metrics. But the feedback isn't really as important. You're actually a rarity. Most people don't look at Amazon's feedback because
Okay. They're
just buying from the buy box. So once, after you get past that just launch phase of having, you know, your first 10, I think it's your first 10 reviews,
uh-huh.
And Amazon customers are really bad, like less than 1 or 2% leave reviews,
okay.
feedback for you. So you can expect that. You want to, so, and if you use Amazon Fulfillment by Amazon, like if they say the price was too high, it arrived late, it arrived broken, all
mm-hmm.
of those can be removed because those aren't your responsibility.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So that's another advantage of using Amazon, and that's one of the things that we'll do with coaching clients, or, you know,
mm-hmm.
when we're working with these bootcamp students, is we'll take a look at their feedback and say, you know, you could have these removed, because Amazon does look at a seller's feedback as far as who's going to get that buy box, who's going to get that sale,
mm-hmm.
the easy sale when you just click the add to cart button.
Yeah.
So having good feedback is important. There's some really great services out there that will help you, like Feedback Genius. Seller Labs has a great one that I really like. So there's a lot of really great resources out there.
Mm-hmm.
But in the beginning, I would say just let it kind of come organically.
Okay. My questions keep going and going. I keep coming up with new ones. So you can just stop me when you want to stop me. Let me ask you this next question. What do you think of somebody sourcing their own product out of the country, like, which is what you're an expert in, okay, as far as doing the Amazon brand management? You want to bring something to market, because that's a risk. They go and they buy whatever, however much of it they buy, and it doesn't sell, or it doesn't sell fast enough. There's a lot of risk with that, because then they have to almost pay a storage fee. Right.
And the beginning, the storage fees at Amazon are very inexpensive. It's, you know, pennies. But once you hit that 6 month mark, it
mm-hmm.
goes to $11.50 per square foot or cubic foot. So that's a lot.
That's a lot.
So you have to have a good idea of what the market will hold. And that's when people say, oh, I want a private label. Oh, I want to import. That's great. But I think you should learn the marketplace first.
Yeah.
Before you place a big order. And the other thing that people don't, you know, if you're selling on Amazon and you're a pro merchant, it's in the terms of service that you're required to have business insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are they going to check for it? Probably not. But if you're importing, your liability goes
higher. Yeah, yeah.
Because now you're the manufacturer and you're the seller of record. So
Right. You
need to have business insurance, especially, you know, people will say, oh, I bought these diet pills from China, and they have no business insurance. And I'm like, so you don't like your house?
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yes.
Yeah.
That gets into that whole liability thing. And anybody that doesn't have business insurance and is looking for somebody reputable, I've got a couple of people that I really love. So reach out to Taxonista, and we'll be happy to hook you up, because that is so true, you know, as far as making sure you cover yourself and making sure that you've got an LLC and you segregate your business and personal. And, oh, my goodness, that's very true, yeah.
And it's you know, it's people wait till they want to wait till they get big.
Mm-hmm.
You're never going to have, like, an extra $500 just sitting around. You just need to commit to it and do it, because
yeah.
it's an important thing. You wouldn't try to run an e-commerce business without a computer.
Right.
So you also shouldn't try to run a business without business insurance, because if something happens to somebody and a child dies or somebody gets sick, you're going to want to have that representation.
Oh, yeah.
And don't you want them to be able to, if you were in the wrong, for them to be able to be compensated
or something,
for
yeah.
that. Yeah.
No, completely understand that. Now, the Unlikely Entrepreneur, I love the name. So why don't you tell us a little bit about the Unlikely Entrepreneur and what it is?
So the Unlikely Entrepreneur, it's a blue book with like a little cartoon woman on it, and
it's beautiful, by the way.
It's on Amazon. So if you go to Amazon.com and do the Unlikely Entrepreneur, and in the subtitle is How I Transformed $100 into a Seven-Figure Business, and in that I go over, you know, the three secrets to starting our business,
mm-hmm.
some of the foundational pieces, and then I go through, we break your business growth into milestones. So milestone one is getting that first $1,000 in sales.
Okay.
Very important.
Mm-hmm.
Even when you're starting a new stream, it's very exciting when you get that first $1,000.
Yep.
Then it's $5,000 a month, $20,000 a month, and $50,000 a month. How you get from one step to another. Because I see, especially with between milestones one and two, between that first $1,000 and $5,000 a month, people just get stuck right there for
mm-hmm.
a week. And I think it's because you go from somebody, you know, who sells things online to somebody who owns an e-commerce business.
Okay.
And you have to start thinking about your business as a business and,
mm-hmm.
you know, how are you going to create systems and how are you going to grow? And then once you get to, like, the $50,000 a month area, one of the things that I say you should start out doing is book a three-week vacation, not because you need the rest,
mm-hmm.
but because you need to empower your team to do things without you. And for a
yeah.
lot of entrepreneurs, the only way that they'll do that is if they have a ticket to go someplace.
Yeah.
So, and then when you come back, you can take it all back. But most of the time when people do that, when they come back, they realize maybe I don't need to do all of that.
That is so funny you said that, because this is the first year in all the years I've been in business that I went away to Europe for 3 weeks and there was no crises. And I'm so proud to say that, because they knew exactly what to do. I mean, sure, they had some questions, but they could do it. And they did an amazing job. And so I think you telling them to book their ticket is great, because then you're stepping out of your business, you know, and you have then the vision as the CEO of your business on the direction you want to take. And you might even come up with, you know, more ideas of what can sell and what you can do to fine-tune your business and take it to that next level even.
And so it gives you an opportunity to start working on your business and not in your business.
Right.
Because, you know, where I see people get stuck is they're like, well, I'm the only one who can pack a box. I'm the only one who can do this. If you let go of that, it's kind of like the monkey trap where they put the banana and they won't let go of the banana.
Mm-hmm.
They do that in their business, too. People grab that banana and there's like a whole stack of bananas. They
yeah.
just let go.
Yeah.
And you just have to go find, if you're willing to let people help you, if you're
mm-hmm.
willing to trust people, not everything will fall apart.
Right.
You know, and if it does, then you need to know that, because 2 years ago, fourth quarter, we do primarily toys. So we do a lot of sales in this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
So in October, I ended up in the hospital and I ended up having two surgeries.
Mm.
So you can imagine what our sales were like. They were 50% growth year over year.
Mm-hmm.
The reason it was growth and not a big downturn
yeah.
was because we had systems written out. And so when I was gone, people were able to just pitch in and help.
Yeah.
So even if you're a solopreneur, you need to have systems. If you get sick, if if your mom gets sick or your child gets sick, you have to have a backup. So,
yeah.
You know, really, really important.
Really important. Okay, we're going to take our final break, and then we're going to go through all of the items she has to offer you and really ramp up and get your business started here in Q4 and make some money for the holidays.
Did you know that Taxonista is licensed in all 50 states and offers full-service tax, accounting, and bookkeeping services, as well as business growth coaching? We'll help you get to that next level. Give us a call at 480-331-3316 and check us out on Facebook and at taxonista.com. That's TAXANISTA.com. Thanks for listening. You're tuned in to the Taxonista Radio Show. We're coming back from our break, and we're going to get down to business. Here's Angela Sticka-Snyder.
Welcome back, everybody. Angela Sticka-Snyder, Texanista with your accountant's office, and I am here with Robin Johnson with Best from the Nest, and we're going to recap up as best as we can everything that we've covered, but I do want to make sure and ask you something else on brand management. You said you wanted to talk about one more little thing on brand management, so tell us.
So if you have a product that you want to bring to Amazon, because the problem is that a lot of people want to bring their product to Amazon, but it's very complicated. So we're going to offer listeners to the show a free 30-minute consultation with somebody from our team. You just go to bestfromthenest.com, and then there's, on the services section, there's Amazon Brand Management. Just go there, fill out the form, and we will give you a call with a free 30-minute evaluation, see if that's something that we can help you with, and then we have a special package for anybody who's at the show. It's just going to be $1,000. We'll bring 3 items to market. Mm-hmm. We'll fix 3 listings.
Okay.
And it'll have include three strategy sessions where we can talk about exactly what you want to do going forward.
Wow, and that's a really good price, because that can, you know, you can convert that and really, you know, fix the loopholes and the things that you're not doing very good for that product and get it sold right in time here for Q4.
Yes, so this, and that's the reason why we're doing it, is that who we are as a company is we really believe in entrepreneurs. We want to help other entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can help you have a better fourth quarter, that's what we want to do.
Yeah, no, that sounds wonderful. Now, also, if you want to just get little tidbits, you can also go to your website and sign up for a newsletter, right?
Yes.
And you just go to Best from the Nest, and just fill that out there. Also, she's got the information there on her Q4 boot camp, which is a no-brainer. And I know that is live, right? That's live webinars.
Yeah, live webinars.
Mm-hmm.
Start the 14th, but we've got a lot of stuff before then, too.
Okay.
So it's going to be going through 9 weeks, and we're going to be talking everything about how to strategize for Black Friday. We're going to be talking about how to plan for first quarter.
Okay.
We're going to be doing a lot of the things like how to find the right items for fourth quarter, how to grow and scale your business.
Okay. Now, let me ask you this. There's probably a lot of other people out there that sell these kinds of systems on how to sell on Amazon, and maybe their interests may or may not be in the right place. How can you tell the difference between different coaches, if that's the right word, if different trainers, coaches, people that are out there? Because, you know, they may not have the best interest in mind. So what tidbits can you give us?
That's a really tough question, because there's some really amazing people in this space, and there's some really interesting people in this space.
Okay.
And I think that one thing I would look at is the kind of people that they surround themselves with. I would look at how you see them treat and interact with not only with their customers, but also with their colleagues. I would make sure I do some research, find out what people are saying about them on Facebook, on Instagram, in the forums, you know, do those, mm-hmm. that kind of research. And then when I'm talking with them, what I would say is I would ask them what kind of guarantees can they give me? And if they tell you that they can promise you any kind of results, then I would probably back away.
Okay.
Because really the only guarantee in business is there's no guarantee.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah.
So you want somebody who's going to not, I mean, like having a business is not unicorns and rainbows.
Mm-hmm. No, it's not. It is not.
So anybody who's going to tell you that it is unicorn, I think that's a really good test, because I think when people are trying to sell you on something, then they want to try to make it sound easier.
Mm-hmm.
You want somebody who's going to be like, no, you're going to have to work. This is not going to be
right.
Like,
it's reality.
It's
that's
reality. So yeah, I would ask them questions and see if they'll tell you the truth, because for the most part, we know what the truth is.
Mm-hmm.
And if they are like, oh yeah, you can make $1 million by tomorrow, everybody, you know, then.
Or within a month,
within
you should
a
be
month.
Able to, you know, by the holiday season, you should be able to sell $500,000. That's
if somebody tells you they can get you on the top page of Google in like 3 days, they're not telling you the truth.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So.
Oh, that's very good advice. Well, thank you very much for that. And so I think we have given you quite a bit of information, or at least even a little sip of stuff, that knowing that you're going to want more. I know definitely I am intrigued. I've never thought about this until listening to Robin, until hearing her story, seeing her story. And now I'm like, oh, maybe I could do this too. You know, so it's very exciting. Also, if you are one of those business owners that has already started this, and you feel like, oh, you've already paid for coaching, you've already done this, you've already done that, but you really aren't seeing the results, She does offer one-on-one with her team there. It's a little bit more high-end, but you also get what you pay for. And she is a giver. So I suggest that you reach out to her from her website and, you know, just ask for a time to talk with her and chat with her or a member of her team on what they, you know, what you guys might be able to do together. So just wanted to throw that out there. And anything else you want to share with people before we go today?
Just, you know, make sure that you remember that fourth quarter is a magical season, but it's not magic. So don't throw out your tried and true business strategies just because it's fourth quarter. Focus on your numbers and then really slow and steady wins the race.
Slow and steady wins the race. Yep, I understand that. So that sounds good, everybody. Stay tuned to us for next time, Taxonista from your accountant's office. And, you know, you can always reach us at 480-331-3316 and catch us again next week. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Tax laws and regulations change frequently and their application can vary widely based on the specific facts and circumstances involved. You are responsible for consulting with your own professional tax advisors concerning specific tax circumstances for your situation. Taxonista disclaims any responsibility for the accuracy or adequacy of any action you take from the discussions here. All advice given here, including tax advice, must always be tailored to your particular circumstances, and nothing on this show should be viewed as a substitute for the advice of a competent professional. If you have questions regarding accounting issues specifically related to your industry or your business circumstances, you should consult with your own professional tax advisor, accountant, attorney, industry expert, or professional association.
Did you know Taxonista is licensed in all 50 states and offers full-service tax, accounting, and bookkeeping services, as well as business growth coaching? We'll help you get to that next level. Give us a call at 480-331-3316 and check us out on Facebook and at taxonista.com. That's TAXANISTA.com. Thanks for listening.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. One of my mottos for business owners is, you can't do it alone. Whether you're in the startup stage of your business or you're scaling, you can't grow without relationships to provide support, wisdom, and new customers. eWomen Network is your home to connect with other women entrepreneurs who've been where you are or are experiencing the same challenges. We have chapters across the U.S. and Canada that have monthly events featuring our trademarked process called accelerated networking to ensure you get the contacts, resources, and leads you need to grow your business. And once you become a member, you get many benefits, including 2 one-on-one coaching sessions, unlimited access to our membership database, your own personal profile page, and discounts on products and services with our business partners such as UPS and American Express Open. Join the eWomen Network community and let us help you live your dream. For details, visit eWomenNetwork.com.